This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ESPN yesterday, Keith,
yes.
Seth Walder, had an interesting grade for the Patriots in free agency. And I'll be honest, I don't necessarily hate the grade. I hate the logic within the grade. He gave the Patriots a C-plus for the offseason.
That's too low.
But, you know, too long didn't read because it's a lot of words in here. But the gist of it is he thinks they spent money inefficiently in free agency. They should have saved their cap space, rolled it over to future years. I'm not going to chastise Robert Kraft for spending money. In fact, I'd applaud the Patriots for spending money, adding talent. My question, we've really been asking this all week long, and I think you see it in a variety of lists. That's why we've been reacting to all of these, whether it's Fowler's series, which had another chapter today, the top 25 under 25 from CBS, this latest one from ESPN. Over and over and over again, I'm happy they spent money and they upgraded their talent. The question is, how much have they upgraded their talent? And I still think they're lacking significantly in the elite talent department. It's pretty much Christian Gonzalez, who was in the NFL's top 100, another list that came out this week. And that's it. They have guys who could get there. Drake May could get there. You know, maybe if Travion Henderson hits, he could get there. If Diggs comes back from an injury, he could get there. Maybe you hope Milton Williams. But I don't think they have a lot of high-end talent. I think they upgraded their talent just to get back to neutral. And that's why I don't hate the grade of C+. I just wouldn't knock the Patriots for spending money. That's what I felt best about this offseason.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't have given them a higher grade for saving money. They did it the last 2 years. What were the grades? I would have hoped pretty bad. They didn't bring in any talent at all the last few years. So I wanted more premium positions, but that didn't seem to be in the cards, at least for them. You could argue maybe there was a trade at receiver, because Chris Godwin, the reports are they did offer a lot of money, but Chris Godwin ultimately didn't even leave his team. The other guys all had some question marks too, like Steph Diggs, and you ended up with Steph Diggs. I would have rather Cooper Kupp, but if you tell me Diggs is a better year than Cooper Kupp this year, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. Both guys dealing with, you know, injuries and things like that. It's funny, every free agency too, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of big name, great players moving teams. You know, it'll be an interesting exercise once the NFL top 100 comes out. You know,
the full thing.
Yeah, the full.
Yeah, because what do we have now? 20 names?
The bottom 20.
Yeah.
That includes Gonzalez at 84. But go through that list and say which guys signed as free agents this year. It seems like more and more teams either re-sign their great players or, before they're just left for nothing, they trade them away. And then that's a different conversation. Like, are you able to acquire them via trade and pay them and everything else? So the team did get better. They spent money, which I'll 100% give them credit for. So I think C-plus is just way too low. Like, I get his point that you're not bringing in, like, loaded all pros, but you did upgrade, like, all these different areas that you needed to upgrade. The last time the Patriots spent a lot of money in free agency was 2021. Do you think, we obviously know how those players played, but think back at that moment in time. Do you think the 2021 free agency class was better or the 2025 free agency class? So just for a reminder, it was like Matt Judon.
Like when they first signed?
The second they signed.
My reaction would have been the 2021 class was better.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Now, part of that was they needed one tight end. They got two. And we thought Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith were going to be good. Now, Henry's been fine and good enough. Jonnu Smith obviously wasn't good here at all. They added Matthew Judon, who did burn hot and was like a really good sign. That was probably the best player signed out of both years.
For sure.
But then, you know, Jalen Mills was one of those guys, and there were a few others. And then, but they were very aggressive. They spent a lot of money. But even still, would they bring in one Pro Bowler?
Judon.
Just Judon. I don't think they brought in any. Yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
Henry like, hasn't gone to a Pro Bowl. Bourne, Jalen Mills.
Was it Nelson Agholor?
Yeah, none of those. Ugh.
Like, right.
Right.
So, like, this has a chance to maybe not have the high end of Judon, but more. There might be more impact across the board. So I thought it was good. Like, I'm not going to throw him a parade. Vrabel made the joke before, but hey, we won March or we won April or whatever he said. You're like, oh, it's a good line, but he knows they got to go out there and play. But yeah, there's not a guy like if Diggs was 100% healthy, maybe we'd feel a little bit different, right? But the fact that we're still waiting to see when he's going to be fully available, that changes things.
We're just catching on like Agholor and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Yeah, my issue that offseason. My issue that offseason was just they raced out and signed all these guys day one when they didn't need to. You didn't need to sign Jalen Mills or Nelson Agholor on day one.
No, the Kendrick Nelson Agholor one Kendrick was bad Bourne. In real time.
Yeah.
The tight ends I was excited about. I thought those guys might be
Although,
good.
Although, which one? Jonnu Smith was day one. Henry was day two. Like, they didn't even sign Henry day one, I don't think.
Might have been, yeah.
So, speaking of Hunter Henry, Jeremy Fowler is continuing with the lists here from execs, coaches, scouts, ranking the top 10 positions. This is the fifth position today. Patriots had no one on the running backs list. That includes, they list a top 10, but any name mentioned on all the people they talk to will get pulled into honorable mention or even also receive votes. They had no one on the running backs list. There were like 22 players named. They had no one on D tackles, despite spending on Milton Williams and still having Christian Barmore. And this is predicted. This isn't just what they did last year.
Right.
They had no one on the edge rushers list. Not a surprise.
No.
Kyle Duggar got a vote or two on the safeties list yesterday. Today, the Patriots have their first honorable mention. Still no one in the top 10, but they have their first honorable mention. It is Hunter Henry checking in by my count at number 13, Keith.
I think that's right. My guess yesterday when he asked me was like 10, 11, 12, like maybe the last guy on the list or would just miss. It also speaks to tight ends not really a great position anymore.
That's actually my takeaway from this list too. But real quick, here is the NFL personnel evaluator on Hunter Henry. He's aging well.
Nice.
Because speed was never his game. Just a good player with sure hands. He can get you 600 yards or so every year. Takes care of his body. Great in the locker room and friend of Jones and Keefe, it says here.
Is that right?
Yeah
he does. He's had right a lot of appearances.
We love his interviews on Jones and Keefe, it said right there in the story.
That's kind.
So, yeah, tight end is sneaky not a great position in the NFL. Brock Bowers, George Kittle, Sam Laporta, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce is your top five.
So Trey McBride, who had, I think, zero touchdowns last year.
Well, no, he eventually got
one.
But as of the Patriots game,
Zero touchdowns.
He didn't have a receiving touchdown. I think he might have had a weird rushing touchdown or, like, fell on a fumble in the end zone when they played the Patriots. I swear to God.
We're giving him that?
But he
had
not,
two receiving, one rushing.
Okay.
Oh, and it was like, wasn't it like...
But I'm saying, as of the Patriots game, which is late in the year, I know he had no rushing touchdowns because I bet him in the Bozo touchdown parlay that week. And they targeted him like four times in the end zone in that game, and he didn't catch one. And I was pissed. So that's your top five. 6 through 10, Mark Andrews, who looks... I mean, he had a lot of touchdowns last year, but looks like a shell of himself.
Yep. Three seasons, Trey McBride, who I think is good. Like, he had a ton of catches last year. How many touchdowns in three seasons for Trey McBride?
10.
Six.
Oh.
And he's the fourth best tight end in football.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not great.
6 through 10, Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson, Isaiah Likely. Of Everett.
So two Ravens.
Correct.
And Mark Andrews, the last time we saw Mark Andrews.
I'm telling you.
Horrible. Andrews didn't retire.
Andrews caught a ton of touchdowns last year. He had 11 touchdowns, which I believe was a career high, but he did not have a good year.
He had a key drop.
The biggest drop ever.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert, David Njoku, that's your top 10. The other honorable mentions with Hunter Henry, Dalton Kincaid, who was awful last year.
I like Henry more than him.
Pat Freiermuth.
Ooh, another local guy.
They just traded for Jonnu Smith.
The Muth.
Henry, I mentioned. Evan Engram, Cole Kmet, Jake Ferguson, and then Jonnu Smith. Those are your honorable mentions. So it's not a great position, but give the Patriots some credit. They have their first honorable mention. We're five positions in. They still don't have a top 10 player at their respective position. in the league.
You know who Jake Ferguson's engaged to?
Wait, let me think about this. No, I don't.
One of the Cavender twins. So the one that wasn't nice. With Carson Beck,
yeah.
who broke up with his ass.
The other one
is engaged to Jake Ferguson.
They're engaged.
Yeah, they're engaged.
That'll be a fun wedding,
I'm sure. Engaged to be wed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations to both of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So this does speak to me, the lack of high-end talent, all these various lists. That doesn't mean the Patriots will be a bad team. It's an easy schedule. A lot of it doesn't account for the rookies. So if you told me, and this has been my thing all week when I see these lists, I don't really care the Patriots, and I didn't really expect that the Patriots would have a lot of guys in the top 10. Next year, you want Will Campbell getting votes. You want Drake May at least getting votes and hopefully in the top 10. You want Travion Henderson somewhere on that list.
Definitely.
If it really hits, Kyle Williams is somewhere on the list, though I doubt that one more.
Yeah.
But what the offseason doesn't account for as much, that's mostly focusing on free agency. If your rookie class really pops, and there's potential for that, I didn't love the first one out of Elliott Wolf, and I didn't really love the Will Campbell pick, but I acknowledge there's a chance next year we look at Will Campbell as an offensive lineman who should be in the mix here.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly Travion Henderson could be in the mix if they use him a ton this year. You're going to want guys littered all over these lists next year. That will really tell how this year did in the offseason. Because if they're not all over that list next year and you're right back in the same spot, you did spend a bunch of money on nothing.
But it is there's an easy way to get on that list besides play well. It's like if the team plays well, you're more on everybody's radar. Like we mentioned how Bo Nix on that under 25 list,
yep.
right? Like they're looking at him for that. It's like, well, because he made the playoffs. If they won like two fewer games and just missed the playoffs, I bet he's not even on that list.
Yeah.
I think if the Patriots win That's nine true. Or 10 games, they're going to be on everybody's radar. They're going to be playing meaningful games by the end. They're going to be on sort of top of mind. It's so easy to sort of ignore the 3, 4, 5 win teams. Because you'd just be like, right away, you'd be like, well, how good are any of their players if they're not winning any games? Like, you'd have to be like Max Crosby, or you have to be somebody like that good.
Or for instance, on that tight ends list, you got to be Brock Bowers.
You got to be Brock Bowers.
Where you were just like
right.
clearly
overwhelm everybody.
The most dominant at the position to be on a crappy team.
Because then you'd look back and say, on all these different lists, if they win 10 games and they have nobody on the list, you got to reevaluate. You'd be like, all right, well, then how did they win 10 games? And then you get all of a sudden these guys will get a lot more credit. So somebody like Will Campbell, if the offense looks decent, you know, he's going to get attention. You know, being a high draft pick, you're going to get a lot of attention anyway. So as long as you can kind of live up to that a little bit, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Question for you here, Keith. Yes. If you could still add to the Patriots, around draft time, Colton Miller's name came out as a name you could potentially add on the offensive line. More recently, Terry McLaurin's name at wide receiver is out there. I highly doubt he's going to leave Washington, never mind actually come here, but play the game. You can add to a spot on the team. Where would you add?
Wide receiver. It's still 100% wide receiver. Well, yeah, Terry McLaurin, that'd be like the high end of it. But somebody else that somehow, and it has to be more contract dispute. I don't want anybody that's just like cut from a team cause, and you're like, oh, that guy might be good. Yeah, he might be better than your fourth or fifth guy, but that's not really worth jostling everything for. But if you got somebody else.
I'd feel better about that guy on the O-line. Like a cut
out of the mix.
But at wide receiver, you're right. They already have too many guys who are too similar. If you would want to get a stud at that spot,
you need the contract dispute. You need like the late holdout. You need something like that because that is still a bad position. It's one of the bottom three in the league. And even though we were pointing out the other week how the Buffalo Bills might have a worse wide receiver room than the Patriots, and it's debatable. They have the far superior quarterback, so they're going to get more out of them. But just like on paper, the Pats might be a little better. But that might be it. Like, there's not many wide receiver groups, even with the addition of Diggs, and certainly with his uncertainty of when he's going to play, it's as bad as there is. So of all the spots, that to me makes the most sense.
Monty Mack, Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Guys, lists are a popularity contest. Text line, similar take. Guys, lists are way too subjective to be caring about what guys are.
Well, there's also like five. We've been kind of talking about five different lists.
This is exactly what I was going to say. Okay, one list. If you just handpick one list, I do agree with that. It's very subjective. It is a popularity contest. I don't overreact to one list.
I mean, the NFL Network one literally is because it's the players. Yeah. They're voting for each other. The other one is a little bit more like.
The Fowler one? Fowler one to me is very relevant. Yeah. That is scouts, executives, coaches within. This is how the league views the Patriots roster indirectly. I mean, they view everybody's roster.
I think those ones are pretty good.
So I would put the most stock in the Jeremy Fowler list, but whatever. Throw the NFL 100 list on there. The CBS 25 under 25. Throw in Seth Walder's grade as well.
Yep.
And pool them all together. Like, they're not doing well on any of these lists would be my takeaway. And so you're right. One list over here, subjective. One list over there, popularity contest. Pool them all together and kind of take the net result. I would say it's giving you and delivering the same message over and over again. Now, it doesn't mean those lists can't be wrong
or
the view within the league isn't wrong. People are wrong all the time. So I would allow for that. I just tell you right now, the overwhelming view is the Patriots do not have high-end talent.
Right, and I think that just sort of puts it in perspective because they're like, well, you shouldn't care that your guys aren't on there. It's like, well, when you see the other names around it, you might quibble with one or two, but it sort of puts into perspective, like, that list that you just named for tight ends, for example, yeah, there's like seven or eight of those guys that you're like, yeah, for sure not as good. And then so you like go down, then you're like, all right, everybody else you're kind of arguing with. But it just goes to show, with the exception of Christian Gonzalez, there's nobody that the league thinks is at the top end of their position. If you happen to feel that they are, great, but it just there's a lot of evidence to suggest that they are not.
And I think most Patriots fans would agree.
I think so too.
I think a lot of fans would go, duh, the Patriots don't have high-end talent.
Yeah.
But then the next step to the question is, okay, they have an easy schedule, and they have a better coach, and you hope there's a step forward from Drake May this year. I wonder if those things are even enough to really take a big step forward if their talent hasn't made as much of a leap as maybe we were hoping earlier this offseason.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.